Walker this week said he's open to the idea of removing the power of state employee unions to negotiate labor contracts. State Representative Peter Bonka says the governor-elect bringing up such a controversial issue before he's even sworn into office raises some serious questions.
Is this part of a general theme to go against the long tradition we've had in Wisconsin of respecting workers and the right of workers to organize?
The Kenosha Democrat wants to know how such a move fits into Walker's vision for the state and if it paves the way for other changes.
What's next? Then do you make Wisconsin a right-to-work state? Because that's just, you know, is that the first step in a series of steps that he has for workers in the state?
Barker was also a little shocked about Walker suddenly bringing up such a massive change in how the state deals with its workers.
The reason why I guess it's so startling is that during the course of a very sometimes acrimonious and long campaign of, you know, almost a year, this issue never came up.
State employees have had bargaining rights since the 1970s. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.